All that music a moment ago means it's time for us to check in with Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County. She's going to give us a look at our pets of the week. And good morning to you, Mary Beth. Happy Monday.
Well, happy March Monday. I can't believe it's March already.
March Madness.
And it's so true. And yes, the madness is yesterday. I think I went between shorts and then sweatshirt and shorts and then sweat. Jeez Louise's.
That's our favorite outfit, Mary Beth. Shorts and a sweatshirt.
Oh, my gosh. But it just didn't stop. I'm like, yeah, it's really warm. Oh, now it's chilled. Oh, dear Lord. But I'm glad it's getting closer and closer to spring. Well, we've got the beauties to talk about today. Did you see this cutie patootie? She's missing one important thing, and it would be an eye. Mm. But, oh, she's absolute gorgeous soul. Her name is Leela. And unfortunately, she was an owner surrender, and this is always such a sad thing because it was due to a progressive illness. And it's sad for both of the baby, the person and the baby. They are just missing each other, and it just breaks your heart. But Leela is 4 years and 10 months old, and that's a great age. She knows who she is. She knows what she likes, and she is just a gorgeous soul inside and out. I can't say this enough. She's such a sweetheart. She lost her eye. We don't know how, but she's adjusting very well to it being gone. It looks very healed, so it must have been for a while. And she is an absolute love bug. I can't wait for her to find her true forever family. She will make them so happy, but they will be so happy as well with her. We haven't quite cat tested her yet, but we're confident with the proper transition time, she will do just perfect because she's got the greatest level personality. She's just calm, sweet, laid back, and she is loving. There's just not more you can ask for in a kitty cat. So as well as she's spayed, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped. So don't let her spend another minute in the shelter. Please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you more about Leela. 803-802-0902. I can't tell you enough how special she is. So let's get her a home. And then we've got the dog of the week. This little dude is Babinski. And he is obviously, oh my gosh, a Chihuahua. And, you know, he comes with all the Chihuahua stuff. He was pulled from animal control, and he is such a riot. He's got this tiny little body and a big personality. And we estimate him to be just over 6 years old, and he's hilarious. I can't tell you enough. He's so funny. He's about 5 to 7 pounds, so he's nothing. But you know, in the world of small dogs, they're the Napoleons, right? So they rule the household. And his energy is quite high still at 6 years old. And he has, you know, the little dogs are picked up a lot. So I don't know what the history is with this little man, but, you know, he doesn't like to be held too tight. And he's so cute, so people want to hold him really tight, close to their face. Mm-hmm. Well, he freaks out just a little bit, and he screams like it hurts. So I don't know if it really hurts. I think he's just fearful. So someone probably just held him just too much, too long, and he's like, I've had enough. And, of course, he's very dramatic, so that's how that goes. I actually played hide-and-seek with him at the rescue. We had him out for lunch. And I was hiding in the room, and I'd come out, and I was laughing far more than he was. But he was having such fun. We were having such fun. So he's a funny little dog. He'd make such great joy in your life. So if this guy, Babinski, fills your heart and grabs your heart's attention, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you more about him. 803-802-0902. And just one more thing. He is good with other dogs. Equal his energy because he has that little silly, playful energy. And so if another dog has it, they'd do great together. And then we've got What's the Scoop? We're just calling all beagle peeps because there is a special beagle people out there. You know, just like there's a special Rottweiler group. They are just dead set on the dog type. Well, this beauty, Lady Danbury, came in, and she is the most gorgeous girl, but she is going in for both back legs surgeries this week. I don't know what it's called, but basically the kneecaps are floating, so they kind of can't concave a little bit. So we will be doing a fundraiser come soon, and you know, we'd love to have this baby into foster care for recovery after her surgery. So if you're out there, please call us because we'd love to talk to you, obviously. You will not be able to give her back because she's such a love bug. She is, she's beautiful. And then we have a rescue needs for this week, and we are out of dog treats all the time. So if you are out and about, soft and hard dog treats are greatly appreciated. It gives them a little like home feel when they're going in and out three or four times a day and they get their treats. It's not a home, but it gives them a little home feel. So it kind of gives the transition a little better. Cat litter we're in need of, bleach, laundry detergent, and pine cat litter. Mm. And then, of course, keep spreading the news. We cannot do this. We can't do this alone. We need our community to help us. So share the stories. Like us on Facebook. And maybe that connection's out there. We just need to find them. And thank you for thinking about adoption. Adoption anywhere is good, but we're thinking ours are hot to trot. So check us out. We have the cutest babies available. Maybe the one that connects with you is with us, and we'd love to see if that's true. And now is the time. Kitten season. We had our first mama cat give birth to four kittens. So it's starting. Mm-hmm. So consider fostering. The more fosters we have on hand, the more we can save. So consider fostering. You really are a lifesaver if you do that. And then donate. Donate your dollars. Donate your gently used items, your talents, and shop like lives depend on it because they truly do. You can shop online 24/7 on our eBay page, or you can come to our Possibility Thrift Shop, which is the best little thrift shop in town. Oh, we've got the greatest donors, so check us out. And then our best story from January 1 to March 2nd, we've placed 34 dogs and 91 cats. That's 125 pets already in homes today. So your help is working. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep it up because we need your attention. Oh, my gosh, so many came in this past week. Every day I was there, it seemed like one or two dogs were coming in the door as strays. And, of course, the kitten season is right around the corner, so that's going to open up a floodgate. So keep it up circulating because we need to keep space open so we can keep them safe. Safe and finding their forever.
We sure will. Hey, Mary Beth, today, March the 2nd, mm-hmm. is, Stray Cat Day?
It's Rescue a Cat Day.
There you go. We love it. Please rescue a cat. We unfortunately, we're closed to the public, but you know what? If you stop in, we're still there taking care of pets. We would let you see the cats.
It's just a little secret between us friends,
right,
Mary
right.
Beth? We celebrated that earlier this morning, so we wanted to make sure we celebrated with you, the cat woman.
That's right.
Oh, yes. We've got them going on, let me tell you. So, thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much to what you and all the human volunteers do out there to love on these fur babies. We certainly appreciate it, Mary Beth. Here's to a great week.